101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Young guys, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Gartis, brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical...
The Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, and we got a special edition for you today. Got my good friends from Brief in the building. I got Katharina McKinney-Lambert, all the way in from Eleuthera. When you going to let me come up to Eleuthera and do a show, girl, man? You always coming to hear me here, man. I need to get up to Eleuthera, man. Get
you
me off the rock.
You're welcome anytime.
Next time I'm coming up.
Your family's from Eleuthera, so you
go.
Better get back. Everybody's asking for you.
Take me to the homestead. But always good to see you. And you got some special guests with us today, because obviously Brief is getting ready to do some big things, and it's all about the Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholarship for the Island School, and that is an awesome school. You know I'm a big fan of the Island School.
It is an incredible place. So yes, the Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholars, also known as the BEST program. And we are in the middle of the application process right now, and the deadline is the 15th of February. So it is not too late to apply. This is for 12th grade students, and we have two students who are in the program right now. We have Gail from New Providence, and we have Asia from Eleuthera. And they are here with us in studio. So thank you for having us.
Well, welcome. And let's talk to everybody. How are you?
Good.
You good?
How are you?
Now, tell me about your experience so far. How are you enjoying it?
So my experience has been great so far. I applied last February and got into the program. I did my...
And which high school did you come from?
I came from Queens College.
From QC.
I graduated from QC. And I did my 100 days at the Island School last year from August to December.
How was it?
It was great. You know, we got scuba certified, and we got to be part of research classes that put out research papers and help, you know, students with, like, PhD work. And then in January, at the end of last month, we started our internship with Brief. And so that's been good. You know, tours, there are snorkels that they do at the Sculpture Garden. We've been helping them with presentations to other high schoolers to tell them about the program so that they can, you know, apply and be part of it.
So you're enjoying the whole experience, I take it?
Yes, I am.
There you go. And what about you, Adrian?
My Island School experience?
Yeah, get right up to the mic, man.
Oh,
don't
okay.
be scared.
Okay, I don't know how to operate this.
Just put the headphones on. You're good to go.
Okay.
We'll never put a microphone on your marine research vessel.
Okay.
So you're from Eleuthera, though, correct?
Yes.
So what's it like being part of the program and coming from Eleuthera?
I mean, it's totally a different experience, you know, a lot of opportunity. And, like, I don't know, every day is a new day, nothing the same. Island School came first, you know, so I went to the Island School. And... like, you're surrounded by people from all across the world, so you don't know anybody. But, like, it gives you that opportunity to have an open mind, look into different cultures, different religions, different practices, I don't know. But, and different personalities, too. So, and Island School also come with its challenges emotionally, physically, and mentally, but it's for the, like, it's for a good thing. Because at the end, I feel like I became such a stronger person, and I learned so much more about myself. During my experience.
And so both of you now are in the program as well. You're continuing in the program, right?
Yes.
All right, so let me know some of your post-program aspirations. Do we have future marine biologists here or environmentalists? What we got going on here?
For me, I hope to, you know, continue on to do environmental and marine conservation in the Bahamas, actually. So that's what I'm...
Thank you. You can come back home.
Yes.
You can stay. Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Yes, and so that's what I'm looking to in the future, which is not so good.
And what about you?
I'm looking at marine research. I just want to cut open some fish, you know, look and see.
Oh, are you that one that likes to dissect
yeah,
things?
I like to do that.
You just don't want to see it for what's inside.
Yes.
All right, but do we need that, though? Because you never know. You might make that discovery.
Mm-hmm.
that you know, is award-winning and puts you on the map, not only, you know, from the Bahamas, but, you know, to the world with your discovery. So I don't have a problem with it. I just don't cut nothing around meat.
Right.
Unless it's conch and you're making conch salad, that's fine. Otherwise,
okay.
Bring it to me after be done cooking.
Okay, and I just want to say this on the radio for my good friend Omi. Fish do drink water. Google it.
Okay. No. See, I got into this debate with a comedian one night. No, for real, because I do stand-up comedy, and I was like, fish drink water. No, they don't drink water. They live in water. They can't drink water.
Everything needs water to survive. Even fish need water, you know, like...
So break it down for us why fish need water.
Okay, I'm probably not explaining this properly.
But, you know, all of my shows are recorded, so I'm taking this to jokers, and I'm going to put it in somebody's face in short order.
Okay, so fish, like, they drink the salt water, and they filter it some kind of way to make it fresh, and then they, like...
They have their own desalinization plant within their body.
Something like that.
There you go.
Right, and then I know because...
But you know because you cut it open and you saw it for yourself.
Yes, and there's a bladder there that holds urine, so obviously the fish is drinking some type of water.
Bam! So what's your friend's name?
Omi.
Omi. Is just right, you're wrong. Silence.
Okay, well, if Naughty said it, then it's true.
No, but
so
I mean...
here we go.
I like to see this because when I was your age, there was no way, shape, or form Mrs. Packington at St. Andrews could get me to cut open anything. Wouldn't do it. I was like, come on, teacher, I don't have the stomach for this. So that's awesome that you get to do it and you like doing it. And the fact that both of you are interested in returning home, that's the important thing. Because I think when we look at, you know, how they try to push the economies, you know, you got the green economy, you got the blue economy, you got the orange economy. I think the blue economy, we need to take care of it because our tourism product, it relies heavily on that. And you know what Uncle Naughty always say, boiled fish, not oil fish. I always want people to protect and look at it and be able to spread that message. So I'm glad to know that you guys are walking down that path, man. It's good to know we have young Bahamians interested in more than, and I'm not knocking my bankers, doctors, lawyers, accountants, but I'm glad to know we got some people thinking outside of the box and worrying about the environment as well. So what are your plans post the island school? Any schools we're looking to go into?
I have been looking into Earth University in Costa Rica.
Oh, you're going big time.
Yeah, and Florida International University.
Nothing wrong with FIU. That's a good school.
Yeah, in Miami. So
there you go. Two good choices. What about you?
I'm not sure yet. I'm just looking around, you know. And I'm thinking just hopping like around doing what I really want to do because there's different things you can do within the field of marine science. So.
And as long as you get to cut something open, you good.
Yeah. And drive a boat. I want to drive a boat too.
And these interns get a chance to join a whole group of students who have come before them and who have taken part in the semester at the Island School and the internship with Brief and are now at universities all over the world and doing really interesting things in the marine field.
I know a young lady. She's now a professor in the field that came from the Island School. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But
that?
Ed's daughter.
Okay, yes.
Ms. Fields.
Yes.
I don't know Candace. If you call her Professor Fields or Teacher Fields. And I remember when Candace did it, and look at Candace now.
She's the shark lady. She's doing incredible things.
And I take her word for it, because Candace will never get me to go in the water with them sharks. Never.
You might surprise yourself.
Never. Stingrays, yes. Sharks, no.
So the best program is certainly for people who want to mm-hmm. step outside their comfort zone, expand their comfort zone, try new things. Right here in our own backyard, we have the most incredible underwater classroom. And now's the time to apply. So it's for students who are in 12th grade right now and who it's basically a gap year program. So they apply, go to the Brief website, brief.org.
Right.
And right on the front page, you'll see how to apply. And it requires filling out an application form, submitting your transcripts, getting some recommendations. So you want to get started on it now because the deadline is February 15th. So you've got almost 2 weeks to go.
And I'm looking at some of the things. These are doable for you guys. They're not that hard to get. You just got to put a little legwork in and get your, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure you got everything together. And you got a scan code. You got a barcode and scan code. You know what I used to have to do to apply to things in my day? Fill out forms and toe line. So you guys got it good and you got it at your fingertips. And like Kashreen, simply log on to brief.org. Everything's right there. And of course, the Brief number is what, 327-9000, correct?
That's it.
So give Brief a call, 327-9000, or check them out online, brief.org. I'm telling you, this is awesome. The best program, Bahamas Environmental Stewardship Scholarship for the Island School. We got a caller. Let's take the caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
Radio, naughty, you know.
What's going on, Sparks?
Radio, you know, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure sometimes when I listen to the young kids who going off to study, and some of them are saying they're coming back.
And that's what I like to hear, Sparks. That's what I like to hear for sure.
But let me tell you something. I've experienced this. There's a lot of things we experience right in our very own, and we don't say nothing about it. Naughty, when you grew up in our time and worked and did everything now, you reach the point, Naughty, where everything you do now is for your heirs and your successors, not the king heirs and the king's successors. And when you hear your children, Naughty, go off, and they tell you, Daddy, you understand that, Naughty?
That's a very sobering situation right
now. That's a hurtful feeling. Not only that now, you got your daughter, your son in Canada, or your daughter and your son in somewhere in the United States, and they don't get their green card.
But see,
then you find out
Sparky,
you got your grandchildren over there now.
I think you might be looking at this wrong, you know.
But hold on, listen to this, Naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear them say, Daddy, I will be coming home to visit you, maybe around your birthday, or I'm coming home to visit you around Christmas, and I want to go to John Canoe, or it's so cold in Canada, I want to go on Cabbage Beach. But that's the only time they're coming back. They ain't coming back to stay.
But see, this is where I think you might be looking at it wrong, Sparky. See, I got a little...
Then you can go and finish up, and I got to hang up.
All right, no, you can listen to me, then you got to hang up. Bitch, your bucket mouth.
Last thing now, you've invested all of that. You done gone to the lawyer. You done leave your will. To leave everything for them. And they ain't coming back for it.
But see, Sparky, this is what you need to do, right? This is what I suggest you do. Go visit them. Go plunk around on them.
Yeah.
Go show up and kick your feet up and plunk. I tell my sons now, Lord grant me long life. I want to see you all have your own so I can spoil and corrupt my grandchildren against you all and go there and just kick up in your house and just put my feet up and carry on. But I remember what you all putting me through now, and I could put you through it later on with my grandchildren. See, I'm going to be an enabler and a corrupter for my grandchildren. Oh, yeah.
When I reach Canada or Orlando or Maywood, Chicago, wherever I come, make sure you can find my shop with a sell brown bottles name. See you later.
Later, Sparky. Let me check this text. Great show as usual, Naughty. We came back home from college for the people who we work for to pay us peanuts and tell us we should be glad to have a job. Listen, I understand that, but at the same time, we can't get that pay increase for all of y'all if we have a brain drain. We need more of y'all here. We need more of y'all in the field. We need more of y'all in the market so we could, you know, tell them, you know, compensate y'all accordingly. But the only way we do it is we come back and we show the Bahamas and we show the world that from here we can be just as an important player in the world as anybody else. We have the brightest, the smartest individuals, just like everywhere else. And what we do have to offer is a beautiful backyard that nobody else has to offer. So you should come here anyway. So I like it all the way around. You need to stay home. But I understand the situation about the pay. But as far as like the environment goes and the marine resources and the blue economy, I need these kids to come back. And I need them to come back bright and smart and educated with doctorates and tell us what we need to do so we can save what we have and don't lose the little bit we have left. So I appreciate what you all are doing. And you all go off, stay for a limited time, and come back. Okay? And you cut as many things open as you want, legally. All right? So, like I said, good to see you all, and I want you all to stay in touch. I'll check up on you with Cash Arena to see how you all are doing. And we'll get you all in for some other shows as well. I mean, anything cool is going on down there at the Island School.
And also, of course, a reminder that the Nassau Grouper season is still closed. So although you want your boil fish and not oil fish, you also don't want to eat Nassau Grouper until
Let the groupers
March.
Spawn. Let the groupers reproduce.
Right.
It's February. Let them, you know, make a little love, you know, out of time. And then as soon as season over, then you know fish fingers can't die. Casuarina, always
and
good
enjoy.
To see you. Thanks for checking in on. And we got to get caught up too, though. We still got to do another little get together on the situation with oil. We still got to get, you know, keep an eye on things with that.
Absolutely. There's a huge proper ban on oil drilling.
Perfect.
And really send a message to the Bahamas and the world that we take that seriously.
So we need to have another one on that. And we need to, as the seasons go, remember, grouper, lobster, all of that. So we make sure we do what we need to do. Crawfish season coming up. So
Absolutely.
So you all be good. And I thank you all for stopping by. And it's always a pleasure to see the work that Brief is doing with the young people.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you didn't cut me. Thank you very much. We'll get to the break, man. Thank you all for stopping by. It's been a great conversation. And like I said, for all the information, simply log on to brief.org. Everything's right there. Or give them a call, 327-9000. If you're in that 12th grade year, if you're in that in-between year as well, and you're figuring out what you want to do, this is obviously something that may interest you. Get the information from Brief. Get the application in. And who knows, you could be joining these two right here, seeing the world and cutting things open in the name of science. All right, Mr. Producer, get us to the break, man. The February 2nd edition, the Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Don't touch it.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Your cast, last. Everybody go to breakfast.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right here, right now, and 4:36 p.m. is the time. Let's glance at the headline. I want to thank my guests from Brief for popping in and getting us all caught up. And like I said, man, we got lots to talk about, though. We're going to check out those headlines right now. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, who are us making headlines in the 242. I got your buzz coming up, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And then toward the bottom of the hour, we'll check out your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I'll wrap it up with my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. But right now, like I said, let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. All right. I yesterday, I can't lie, first big headline popping up. And don't forget, at Fine Threads. Both locations have new arrivals in stock right now. Top of Hill Mackey Street, flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right? Be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Big headline today, though, in The Guardian. Minnis and Davis spar over state of PMH. PM says PMH neglect in recent years indefensible. The state of the Princess Margaret Hospital became fodder for debate in the House of Assembly yesterday, with Prime Minister Philip Davis saying he did not know that the PMH was in as bad condition as it is, while declaring that the neglect of our health system in recent years was indefensible. Prime Minister fired off on a series of accusations after former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis lambasted what he said is Davis' a sudden realization that the facility is in crisis. Davis, who toured the hospital on Saturday, charged that Minnis did nothing to improve the infrastructure of PMH during his 4.5 years in office. But that's fine. That's given. Maybe nothing was done there. That may be a valid point. But what happened to the 100-day promise of getting it in order? So both administrations are dropping the ball with our PMH, because at the end of the day, taxpayers' money. Okay, so do the math. Do the math. Obviously, something is wrong there. Obviously, the ball has been dropped by the prior administration and now this administration. Because we should we really be having the sordid stories that come out of there? The horror stories and the tragedies? Should they be continuing? Should we be seeing videos of flooding and incomplete buildings? No. We need to get it fixed. And at the end of the day, that's our money. Okay? It's crazy. I mean, I was watching that back and forth yesterday going, who is the pot and who is the kettle in this argument? Another headline right now says, at no time did I deliberately mislead the House. The bottom line is you misled the House. Whether it was deliberately or intentionally, what you trying to say? You didn't deliberately lie? Or bend the truth? Because when you say misleading, that you know. I don't know what happened to Mr. Sears. Really good guy. Very smart individual. Had so much potential. I do not know what happened. That question the other day, somebody answered back. Hit me with an answer back. Hashtag the fall guy. I'm starting to wonder. And Sears says, at no time did I deliberately mislead the House. Now, yes, the opposition leader Michael Pinto charged yesterday that Minister Works Alfred Sears misled Parliament not once but 8 times on the Davis administration's failure to execute certain fuel hedge trades in the fall of 2021, which now is costing us a whopping $159 million as taxpayers. All right? And remember now, they in the fall of 2021, to lock in fuel prices and keep Bahamas Power and Light's fuel charge stable. Pintard raised the issue once again in the House of Assembly, prompting Sears to spring to his feet and declare he never intentionally misled the House. Whether you did intentionally or unintentionally, though, you did. So that one called over. And I'll tell you 159 million reasons why it's called over, Mr. Sears. You bungled it. You bungled it. And you did mislead Parliament, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And it cost us 159 million. And that ain't no joke. So please save me the punt and the grandstanding. Bell calls for calmer heads over immigration issue. As protesters gathered outside the House of Assembly yesterday to demand the government give more urgent attention to the country's immigration issue, Minister of Immigration Keith Bell called on Bahamians yesterday generally to let sanity prevail while we face these challenges. Well, sanity needs to prevail, Mr. Bell, but don't face the challenges. Get to the table. Get everybody involved in this to the table, and let's work on a solution moving forward so that you can craft the legislation that speaks to it so we can deal with this situation of undocumented migrants, this immigration situation. When you have certain entities calling for vigilante justice, that does not help. We do not need another Dominican Republic border situation on our hands. We don't need xenophobic rants and riots. We need to sit down at the table and dialogue and come up with the best solution forward, moving forward for all Bahamians and then everybody else involved. And put the parameters in place to get it done. You have to be serious about it. We can't just keep talking about it and talking out of 2 mouths and 1 mouth saying one thing, the next mouth saying another. And we have to look at some of the things that cause this effect and be honest about it in order to get to the solution and a positive way forward out of this. But violence is not the answer. Vigilantism isn't the answer. And I that don't mean I'm agreeing with you 100%, Mr. Bell, because you still need to do your job in this regard as well. With a cool head. Out of the business segment, Davis, insurance companies have run afoul of VAT Act. Story by Chester Robards. You might want to read that one. That's a good read right there. KFQ developers say Saudi Prince lawsuit does not affect project. Now, the only reason why I'm reading this story is because somebody told me I couldn't say the dude's name, so I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to read the prince's name for you, okay? The KFQ development will not be impended or impeded by a lawsuit filed against the developers by Saudi Prince Salman bin Sultan bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. Man, he bin Salman? What about, Mr. Producer, you see that name, bin Salman? I wonder if he'd been any grouper or been snapper or been trout or been tilapia or been... Aye! Bloomberg revealed an article last week that the Saudi prince has a part in the development of that key and is suing a business partnership over a $5 million purchase of a stake in the island. According to Bloomberg, Cave Key LP is controlled by Integra Group, which the lawsuit said violated a side agreement with the Saudi prince. So read more there. Read more there. Read more there. I ain't gonna lie. But apparently, you know, it's not going to affect the development. And apparently, there's a new luxury resort on the way on the Bahamian island of Cave Key. All right. And on January 20th, 2023, Cave Key LP served a second notice of default on the price for breaches of his legal and contractual obligations, in particular his financial obligations. The second notice of default is the subject of the proceedings in Delaware. So here we go again. I don't know why we continue to let foreign millionaires come and slap up in our backyard. That's basically what it is. You just let them come here. Oh, you can buy an island, everything cool. And when they have issues and start slapping up, then here come Bloomberg. Heck, you know? Boy, I tell you. I said his name correctly, Dexter, okay? And I made light of the name. And I could do it. Because when your last name is Zenica Zelaya or Zenica Zelaya, when you say it in his proper terminology, I could make fun of that joke, bro. So you can't tell me. Okay? All right? You can't. You tried toting Zenica Zelaya your whole life. You see Abdul Aziz, Abdul Ben Flam. Yeah, man, we have a little joke on that. We have a little conversation. Now, I ain't gonna call your last name, but I know you. I believe I know this text. I think your last name is maybe 6 letters. You just jealous you got a short last name. You just short. That's your problem. That's why you're jealous. You got issues. That's long-named the individual. Yeah. When it comes to last name size, does matter, bro. Work on that, eh? Hey. What else we got? A slide out of the headliners, or brought to you, of course, by KSC Nassau. Sorry, out of the headlines, well, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Into the Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, new arrivals in stock every week, every Monday, every Tuesday, brand new arrivals in stock. They just had an awesome week-long sale going on down there. Check them out online, all right? johnshoes.com, and of course, pop on in. Yeah! Pop on into John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. See all what's going on. Your fabric wear, all the accessories to go along with, wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. And they now have small home appliances available for you as well. All right? So be sure to check them out today. Both locations open for you up until 6, Monday through Saturday, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right? So pop on in. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Now listen here. How you get text? How you get for me calling the Saudi prince Haitian? How did that happen? Where did that happen? Did you hear me say that, Mr. Producer? Did you hear? How did that happen? Y'all got some issues going on, but y'all hearing things now. You know what we'd say? Well, you're spooking, Dexter. You're spooking. Hey! All right. So let's get up into the buzz. Now, listen, I this has been brought back to my attention, and I promised some people I would buzz today, and I'll buzz on it for you. For y'all denied oxygen in the womb individuals who continue to park in handicapped parking, cease and desist. Okay? Do I need to start naming and shaming you all again? Do we need to go back to doing that? Because I have no problem with doing that. As a matter of fact, all my listeners, if you encounter people parked in a handicapped parking who are not handicapped, take a picture, get the license. When we get to work, when I get to work and I come on, send me the picture. We will name and shame the individuals. And for y'all cold-hearted who go, y'all said who go into hell on a scholarship for parking on the disabled ramp while taking up the disabled parking spot, y'all are a special rare breed of cold. Y'all some heartless, selfish individuals. And that's why I hope that if you take a handicapped parking spot and you're not handicapped, one of these carnivorous craters known as potholes devour your vehicle and cause you bust out. Have all your piston and your gearbox all dragging in the road. Yeah. All your axle just bang. Yeah. Because I don't get it. And some of the excuses you give. I'm in the handicapped parking. My nails done. And I don't have to walk too far. What? Yeah, because I asked some of these individuals. And after an answer like that, I'm thinking, okay, maybe there is some sort of mental issue going on there, so maybe you should stay in the spot. Because that you can't be serious with that answer. And just because people call you crazy, that don't mean you could park there either. They just calling you crazy. That don't mean you got permission to park there. Okay? And you're special individuals who, for lack of a better word, you are pull up, you park in, you don't have no handicap, decal, but yet you will hop out like you got a limp. Or something wrong. It's some of the worst acting I ever seen in my life. Y'all are wrong. Y'all are inconsiderate people. Do you ever think that the handicapped persons in this Bahamas, the disabled person in this Bahamas, they're not on your run. They want to live their life. They want to enjoy their independence, how they get around. And if it's handicapped parking in ramps, then don't violate. Don't be that inconsiderate to just park there. It's there for a reason. And if you think people aren't checking, a lot of people are checking. And I've had people in the handicapped community, the disabled community, miss you. My aunt, my late aunt Kay, was a double amputee. And many a time I would take her shopping and inconsiderate people would have that handicapped parking spot taken. So that's where it started for me years ago. And she's gone, but guess what? The cause isn't. I do it in her memory and her honor. You all get you're denied oxygen in the womb. You know what's out of the handicapped parking. Leave that for the disabled persons, okay? And spare us the excuses. If you know better, you need to do better, all right? Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Get to the second one. On the flip side of the break, I'll hit you up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll get you into my Dunkin' Donuts break, into the coffee break, into the news. All right, that's all coming up right on the flip side of the break, right here, as the Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John, January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, and clothing in either of our John's Shoe Stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing Store. 10% off Timberland brand products. 15% off Sperry Footwear. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store. John's Carewear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's. Palmdale or Carmichael Road. January 24th through 31st to start the new year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Your cars, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, February 2nd edition continues right now. Let's slide up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Don't forget KFC Nassau, they got the genius menus going on, man. Oh, my God. They are off the chain. The great value menus going on. Be sure to check them out, all right? Today at your favorite KFC location, all right? For takeout and drive-thru. And don't forget the drive-thru's open and frying until midnight, all right? So, all right, you got ample time. Get your finger licking on. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by KFC Nassau. All right, if you don't know, we talked about it yesterday, but it is official. Tom Brady has announced his retirement for good from the NFL. Beyonce is headed on tour. On Wednesday, the superstar singer announced her eagerly awaited Renaissance World Tour is coming with a post on her Instagram account, and she's starting the whole promotion of it. So here we go. The Beehive should be happy. Beyonce's going on world tour. Oh, God. Here we go. Philadelphia Eagles player Josh Sills was indicted on rape and kidnapping charges just days before the Super Bowl. Two monkeys taken from the Dallas Zoo on Monday were found in an abandoned home not far from the zoo. After 21 years of daytime TV, Dr. Phil says this will be the last season of his syndicated show. Thank you, Jesus. Did I say that out loud? I apologize. Ozzy Osbourne has canceled all the upcoming appearances on his calendar and has announced his official retirement. I guess he talked to Tom Brady. Ireland Baldwin is expecting her first baby, a girl, and says she's going to name her a country too, like Holland. Holland Baldwin. Why not Bahamas? Holland. You know what I mean? Why don't do that? Bahama Holland. That may sound good right there. Meanwhile, speaking of Brady, Giselle says she's going to tell her side of their breakup in an upcoming issue of Vanity Fair. Can we see that the makeup of Tom and Giselle is on the horizon with the reality show in the future and all of that? If y'all can't see it coming, anyway. They held the funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis yesterday with Vice President Kamala Harris in attendance. Brendan Fraser says that years of doing his own stunts took its toll on his body, needing a back surgery and a knee replacement to help him get back to speed. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence have confirmed there is a Bad Boys 4 in the works. And actor Kevin O'Neill died in his sleep Saturday at the age of 77. He was in the 60s TV show No Time for Sergeants and made an appearance with his older brother Ryan O'Neill in What's Up, Doc? There you go. And that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right, before we get up into the news, Just got to remind you, little FYI, from Duncan, because you know I runs on Duncan. And Duncan got some big things popping. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite menu items at Duncan is back. Oh, yeah, it is back. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what it is. It's one of my favorites of all time, man. The maple sugar bacon breakfast sandwich is back at Duncan. Perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. All right, grab one today, get it by itself, or get it as a combo with hash browns and coffee, hot or cold. It's waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, or at the airport. Pre-clearance, post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, so with that being said, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. News will be coming up. On the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be in the building. Peter Raheem will be joining us. And we'll be chopping it up, talking sports, as the Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's a new year, and you're super excited to start the year off right. You've made your New Year's resolutions, doing more exercising, healthier eating, saving more, making better decisions and all that. If you have information or products that encourages healthy living, promotes sound financial decisions, or even promotes a positive lifestyle, one smart decision is to advertise in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. So if you're a physician, speech, massage, or physiotherapist, own a gym, nutritional deli, or restaurant, does your financial insurance institution or credit institution have the plan for investing wisely? Then that information should be in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. One low price gives you an ad in the supplement plus 15 30-second commercials. Interviews also available on Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, and Hot 91. Contact your account executives or the Nassau Guardian now. Start the new year right in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? And win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Put your info on your receipt, drop it in the box, and you're in with a chance to win. Check your grocery store for details. Final drawing is February 11th. Frito-Lay chips, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Your cast, last. Everybody go to breakfast.
Shadow. Shadow.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, February 2nd edition continues right now. We're into the 5:07 p.m. is the time. And we're talking sports. And like we do each and every day, we set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And then we'll get into the home court, the local scene. I got a special interview coming up for the home court today, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. But right now, we got to get up into Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner out there at Naughty Johnny. But then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza every time when you go out there to Naughty Johnny's. All right, on this day, February 2nd in sports history, 1876, the National League of Professional Baseball Clubs, known as the National League, was formed in New York. The teams were located in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. 1949, golfer Ben Hogan was seriously injured in an auto accident in Van Horn, Texas. 1967, the American Basketball Association was formed by representatives of the NBA. 2003, Danny Heatley of the Atlanta Thrashers became the fifth player to score four goals in an NHL All-Star game. And your quote of the day, sports quote of the day, I'm going to become a hog farmer after some of these things I've been through. I regard it as a step up. Al Conover, former Rice football coach. And when Al coached, Rice lost something like 32 games in a row. So I think that's why he was so gung-ho to be a hog farmer. All right, that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, we'll get up into the home court right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and it's all about that plant-based Whopper. All right, they got the meat Whopper going on with all the meat, but they also have the plant-based Whopper going on as well. Everything that's a Whopper, just plant-based. Get it by itself or get it as a combo at your favorite Burger King, drive-thru and delivery with the Craven app. All right, my special guest today, well, no stranger to me. I know him a long time, but y'all may know him. If y'all see him probably training, you see him running all up and down all over the place. All right? And in addition to that, he's been representing us globally as well in some of the major marathons. Now, you know, I know him a long time. I know when he could run down a plane at Paradise Island Airlines. Right? He could run it down. The plane was leaving, and they was missing a passenger, a piece of paper. This man could run the plane down. But I could probably put your file out. This me, you know, Bob. This me. So I'd like to welcome Marcel Bob Major to the show, my good friend for years without fears, and one of our premier, if not premier, marathon runners representing us all over the place. How many marathons have you run globally?
I have run 4 marathons globally.
Boy, and you run them for me every time because yes, I can't run. I can only run my mountain. That's what I used to do. Where are the 4 that you ran in?
I've run the Chicago Marathon twice.
And didn't get shot. You're blessed.
And I run the Miami Marathon twice.
How's the Miami Marathon? I hear that's a really nice course.
If I were to compare the two, I think I would prefer the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah? Why so?
Chicago Marathon, for one, the weather's better. Chicago's in October, and Miami's in January. And for two, the course is much flatter in Chicago. No marathon, and we always look for the flatter course.
Right.
When you got all them hills and stuff, boy, that's plenty work. Plenty work. Plenty pressure on you to try to keep that energy going.
But Chicago, I mean, I thought, you know, thinking I'm thinking scenery, like running Miami, got all that coming in. But then again, maybe from us coming from Nassau, seeing all those skyscrapers in Chicago, and that kind of architecture is good to take in, too.
But that was not necessarily the best thing to have for a marathon. The best thing is to have the spectators.
Oh, okay.
Chicago got that spectator from start to finish.
Wow.
And that builds the moment. It gives you that momentum and gives you that motivational drive to really push and dig deep. You know, but Miami, they got a good spectatorship, but boy, for Chicago it's almost like a Junkanoo morning, straight around the world, 26.2 miles.
People everywhere.
Everywhere, man.
So what you got on the schedule for 2023? We'll be running internationally.
2023, my wife Teresa and I, we got a heavy running schedule.
I've been hearing rumors too, Teresa getting ready to pass you up. I hear she's doing things.
Coming on,
my heels, boy. I hear some nipping going on.
Yeah, boy, she's training well. She got little skills though, but boy. But we have a very busy running.
Well, we started the year off running a half in Las Vegas, which will be in...
You all going to Vegas? Yes, you all need to let me document this trip, you know. Anything to go to Vegas now. You know, I know a couple of good comedy clubs over there, a couple of good restaurants. You know, I could go film it for you.
You
yeah, so Vegas for the half marathon in Vegas. And that's good weather, too, because out there in the desert, it gets cool in the morning and in the evening. So if you run it at the right time.
And the race actually is in the evening. So it starts at 5.
I think it does.
On that 25th of February. Mm-hmm. And the weather there seems nice now. So we hope to meet good weather when we get there.
Listen, Vegas weather, from my experience, between, say, 11 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, you got to fight some heat. But when you start to see 4 o'clock come down and start to get that sunset going into the desert and stuff and that desert cool come in, man, it's refreshing.
Oh, so we'll be
you'll have a good time running that. That weather will be perfect for you.
Right.
So that's Vegas, which you start with.
Yeah, and then we do the club run, which is Toronto in October. Cool. And then we hope to do Disney. We haven't gotten into Disney as yet, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. And that's going to be in November.
In Toronto.
Toronto. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Vegas, Toronto.
And Florida. To Disney,
Wow, that's a good little run. That's a good little, you get around it. Toronto should be nice, too.
Yeah.
It should be pretty cool, Brian. And that's in October, so pretty cool there, too.
All right. Now, let's talk about what we need to talk about. Y'all got something here. Y'all got something here. For February, which is kind of popping out to me, man. You know, I like it. Run in Love, huh?
Yeah, we got a
Running in Love, 2023 fun run, walk and push and roll. So you got the baby, you got the stroller category.
You can bring your baby with you. You can ride your bicycle.
Before we get into this, I need you to put the golf cart category. If you have a push and a roll,
you're running out now.
Just golf cart fall under the roll.
You're running out now. You're running out.
Just me, I got bad knees. You know me, long time from basketball.
You got to get one of them wheelchair body wheelers, but you can't mean the golf cart.
What about the pogo stick?
Oh, yeah, that could work. That's different.
I could bounce on the pogo.
Man, bounce on your pogo
stick.
All
right, I can do the pogo.
Or one of those little scooters.
All right, I can do the pogo because when gas went up to almost $7 a gallon, I invested in the pogo stick.
Yeah, man, bring your pogo. That could work.
There you go. But the more important thing is it's a category, what I like, for everybody. You got the fun run, you got the walk, you got the push, and you got the roll. So
yes,
everybody, there's something for everybody. Because if you look at people exercising at night, you see your categories. You say, that one? Mm-hmm. That's one like Marcel. He trying to run 24 miles. He really trying to do it. That one's staying in shape. That one like me with the bad knees. I could walk in 5 minutes because my knee hurting. And then you got your walkers and you got your, and I see the strong contingent of moms out there pushing and dads pushing the strollers.
So I
think you've tapped in something there. I think it should be a lot of fun. And you got a lot of great prizes as well.
Indeed we do, man.
You got round trip for two on Bahamas Air. You got John Bull, his and hers
basket.
Fragrance gifts.
That's
John
almost
looking
worth over $300, that basket itself.
And I'm hook you right up,
man.
Inga Bull,
my very, very good friend down at John.
Man.
Thank you very much, Inga.
Pick up the Inga, man. That's my old PI crew, man.
Indeed,
how you mean?
Modest, Inga.
Massage for two.
Yeah.
Massage at Bendemeer. And you're getting some coffee from some other place. But Duncan is sponsored this show, so I ain't calling that name right now. Please run on Duncan right here, but don't worry about that.
So maybe Duncan could give us a few.
On the next one, we can work it out. Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, guess what? I will give you some coffee mugs and some coupons. Boom. Okay. Covered.
When we leave from here?
When we leave from here, right down in the car.
You need to come back next before the show again.
That's how I gotta go, man. I can't let Duncan not be there. We gotta make sure Duncan there too.
Yeah, we also have the Club One has been very gracious in sponsoring us a 1 month registration for
membership.
Two.
Membership
for
that's
two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for a couple. See, everything is based on. It's actually we are encouraging couples to reignite and to reconnect for the Valentine's weekend. But if you have a friend that you think would want to run with you, we don't mind you registering with your friend. But the whole idea is to promote the Valentine weekend, running in love, you know what I mean, for those couples to reconnect with themselves and have that whole unique running experience. We want to do something different this Valentine, thinking outside the box, rather than always the giving of the flowers. And it's a good way to kick off the jumpstart of Valentine's weekend, man.
And a healthy way. And listen, man, and what I like is you got to register as a couple. $50 a couple, you can't go wrong. That's 25
that,
each. That's like movie price.
You can't beat that. And the unique, my wife has really come up with some great, unique ideas to make the race experience on that weekend a spectacular experience. So we're inviting folks to take advantage of our registration, which is tiny. The website is tinyurl.com and the word running in love. And
there you
the
go.
Actual race has actually been our title sponsor. We got to give a shout out to our title sponsor, Cancer Treatment Centers
That's
of America.
That's a good sponsor. They sponsor this show too, boy. Big them right up all the time.
We're in good company. Good company. But we'd like to thank Tina Lightburn and her staff down there at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. So the race is actually called the Cancer Treatment Centers of America Running in Love, powered by the Four Seasons Race Management.
There you go. I like it, man. And you got your sponsors there, and you got your prizes, and you got your course and everything.
And you got vendors and all in the race village, and we have our ancient man is going to be giving a little rendition of some of his songs.
I know you're fine ancient too, but you're talking to the neighbors where you're going in the hood, boy.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta get the whole community involved, man.
If ancient could be there too, I gotta have fire engine too, boy.
Tell him that's gotta be a song that gotta get played.
For me, see me, you know you gotta play that because I get nagging me.
You can even let him play a birthday song as well too. Somebody out there can have a birthday.
Hey, Mr. Producer, get us lined up for the break, man. Let's get some ancient to the break, man.
Yeah.
We get some ancient going to the break. That's what I like though. This is you're onto something here though, and trying to stay in shape. And I think this is a great opportunity for those people who are interested in being healthy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people do take their conditioning and maintaining their body seriously. Mm-hmm. They may not do the whole five-course meal on Valentine and the cocktails because they more health
conscious.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think this is a great opportunity, folks, to get out there, have fun. I could be there on the pogo stick, and next year we will have a golf cart division for people to buy
in. We'll consider it next year.
See, I don't want to participate.
This is an annual event, you know.
I just want to make sure everybody is copacetic. Yeah, kind of be like an ambassador, you know?
Once you feel like we can accommodate you, we'll try to.
And if somebody catch cramp, I'm there for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could be like a duck away.
You got some brave people like me on in the greatest of shape who might just shove and say, let me try this, and then hamstring going. But I think you're onto something. I think you should do an annual, and I think
that's the intent.
This has the potential too, though, Marcel. When I look at it, if you get this going, it can also be like an international platform. Because how many international marathoners do you know that would love to run in February in the Bahamas in our climate?
Well, we've tried that. We've reached out to the Ministry of Tourism. They have an events page. I sent them the flyer, and hopefully they would have added to their events page. But our initially we want to make this an annual event.
And so, we're gonna help you do it. Because I think it's a good event, man. I will be the one to tell you from time to time, you need to send this away and get some heads and beds in this because there's a lot of potential here, man.
Thank you, man.
And that's what I like. We're now getting to a point as athletes where we're starting to promote the disciplines. Because when we were younger, there weren't that many road races, Marcel. How many races did they have?
I don't remember. So even having a lot of road races.
It was like one or two.
And I
remember when I was small, Anthony Marathon Man Williams used to win most of the races. You'd see him in the Guardian, the Tribune twice, winning it, and that's it. That was the race.
Back in the only name I could remember is Ashton Murray.
And Ashton Murray was another one. Ashton was another one, yes, sir.
Yeah, running up and down. That's the only thing I could remember about long distance running.
And then I had a couple of teachers from St. Andrews who used to run, but I just thought they was crazy running down Eastern Road, but they was in the marathon. And so I'm glad to see that we've evolved to the point now that, you know, we have platforms and we have athletes and enough that we can have more events. Because I think it's one thing to participate in a discipline, but have to travel away to participate. It's great to have it right here in your own backyard.
And that's one of the things that our business, my wife and I's business, Four Seasons Race Management, the name speaks for itself because what we want to do is have a race in every season. So this one here, February, the Valentine's Run is our winter season race. And then in the summer we're going to put on a summer race, but we don't want to spoil the name now. Let the cat out of the bag. But be expecting a summer race from us, and all of our races are. It's going to be very professional because we patterned it after the international standards. So you're going to see the medals, the professional medals, the packet pickup, the information when you register. You get all your online registration. Your thank you for registering. And the T-shirts and the whole nine yards. So you will have your bibs, right? Mm-hmm. And you'll have that whole professional experience when you register for a race that is powered by Four Seasons Race Management.
And I think that's something that people have to, that's a good thing, getting the name out there, getting the brand out there. so people could get familiar with Four Seasons Race Management. I know Four Seasons from some other things too, you know what I mean? But I'm glad to see you all into race management now as well.
Yes, man. Yeah, man.
So this is the first one, and then you have the second one on the horizon in June.
For the summer.
And then you got two more portions, the fall and then the winter.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like some in the Christmas could be junk.
You know that? Before you know me, that.
Before you all get all excited about Junkanoo, because I know how Marcel go, we want to make sure persons know that this race, Running in Love, part proceeds will be donated to a worthy friend and colleague, Jeffrey Ramming, and his wife, who is now deceased, but both of them were diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
So part of our proceeds will go directly to them. So we try to encourage everybody to sign up for a worthy cause, as well as to have some fun, and come out and enjoy the run.
Hey, Mr. Producer, let Pearly in, please. We got one of your chipping arm cronies who contributes to the show. He's a little late today. He's zooming in now. Pearly, what's going on, man?
I listened to the whole interview.
Yeah, he was listening. And that's why
he didn't mention that the young man is from Chippingham and is also has the alias as Mr. Viking. But that's okay. We won't say anything else.
Excuse me. I didn't put all the business in the road, Pearly.
You know I know Deep Free.
Yeah, but you know this Earl from Chippingham.
Well, Earl.
So, you know. There you go, man. And like I said, Pearl's a big contributor to the show. And we've talked about marathons before. And we mentioned that you were coming on. And like I say, Marcel, you got to keep doing it because you're like one of our premier marathoners right now, man. Mm-hmm. And the more I'm looking at it, just like other sports, you got youngsters now starting to get into this discipline.
Running, right, yes.
When back in the day, everybody wanted to sprint, get it over a bit quick. No, not now. Let's run for 8 hours.
Yeah, man, run for 8 hours. It's very mentally therapeutic as well, too. And I could say one thing. It's addictive.
Yeah.
Once you start running long distance, boy.
You all look like you're all in great shape. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying that because you're here. You look like you're in great shape.
Yeah, man. My wife keeps me on my toes because they're running business. If we don't got to run for 2 days, boy. Yeah, if I could sleep.
My wife is keeping me on my toes too, but I ain't gonna lie. She got more toes than me. She walks a little further, runs a little longer. I tend to fly back.
I hope I can see you and her down next week, Saturday, February 11th at 6 o'clock.
You can see us. I could be on a pogo stick.
I wish she could be. She
could probably be finding me after I fall off the pogo stick. But they'll be out there, though, for sure.
Yeah.
But we got to get to the break. But like I said, mi casa es tu casa. You got a platform from here on out. Any event you do, I expect to hear from you guys. If you're traveling and you're going off, I expect to hear from you before or coming. And so we know. Mm-hmm. And for God's sake, Pearly would like you to wear Chippingham. Whenever you go global, you need to put Chippingham somewhere on your pants or somewhere.
On my forehead or something.
Would that work, Pearly?
So you want me to...
Pearly. We still got Pearly there, or he going to the five? He going to the airport?
Right, no, I ain't going nowhere.
You want
shouting and trying to mute the phone for a minute, you know.
You want Marcel to wear something saying Chippingham, Bahamas when he represents globally next time, correct?
He should probably do that, particularly in Chicago. I have one or two friends I can call and let them take pictures with him and all.
There you go, and maybe we could resurrect the Vikings.
The boy,
the mighty Vikings.
So you want me to give the particulars about the event again? Or
no? Yeah, man, go ahead one more time before we get to the break and let everybody know how it's going down.
Okay, it's Running in Love for you to jump start your Valentine's weekend, February 11th. At 6 a.m. Araki. It's basically for couples to enjoy the whole Valentine experience and do something different with your Valentine, do something healthy. It is starting from Araki going west to Go Slow Bend and back. That's the 5K, which is actually 3 miles. The cost is $50 per couple. We're encouraging you to register as a couple. So grab your wife, grab your husband, listen, say, Ali, let's go, let's register. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, best friend, or whoever, and register. It's, like I said, $50 per couple. The registration can be done online at www.tinyurl, U as in umbrella, R as in rabbit, L as in Larry.com. /runninginlove. tinyurl.com/runninginlove. Let's have a grand time. It's going to be a very wonderful experience. It's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Running in Love, powered by Four Seasons Race Management.
And the number. You did everything right except the number. I see why you're better half.
Go ahead, Donnie. Go ahead. So the number is, if you need to call us, it's 804-8595. 804-8595. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Running in Love, February 11th, 6 a.m. at Araki, 5K, 3 miles, and it's $50 per couple.
Can't go wrong with that. And I will be there on my pogo stick. I appreciate y'all stopping by. And we'll have you back in for your next event coming up. All right?
Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. All right.
You know what we could do, Naughty? When you go to work, arrange for the golf cart.
They don't tell me we can't use the golf cart this year, Pearly.
MJ and my babes in the front running, and you and I ride in the golf cart to make sure they're good.
No.
The water and all that stuff, my particular drinks right there.
They've banned the golf cart. They tell me you can't use golf cart. That way I'm pogo stick this year. We lobbying for golf cart for next year.
Oh. All right, Pearly said, we can see you out there next week, Saturday, right, Pearly?
You can be there. Pearly
can be there. You can see you? Bring all the chipping on posse out there, man. Tell them come support.
I come in, but I can't promise you I can run.
It's a fun run walk. Now, I don't want people to misunderstand me. Now, it's a fun run walk push. If you have a bicycle, you can ride the bicycle as well because you're also going to have, skaters.
Hey, it's a push, Pearly. I got an idea. Let's get a hospital bed and I'll push you half today. You push me that half.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, let's get to the break before we pull something trying to figure out how we end in this race, man. I appreciate y'all stopping by. Let's get to the break. We'll be talking now.
Thank you, Naughty.
We'll be talking international sports on the flip side of the break as Talking Heads, the third session continues right after this.
It's not for Donna show, but when the clock hit 12, you had to go. I am from much poor, I just want enough blood. Oh, darling, keep raking and scraping until I see stop. Oh, I am.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We're like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Young cast, last. Now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
The Thursday, February 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Pretty's in the studio. Pretty chimed in. I think Pete about to chime in as well. What's going on, fellas? Everybody in? Everybody in the building?
Ready in this corner. Watching.
Hey, let's rock and roll.
I'm actually watching our good friends, you know, who they compare you and I to, Naughty.
Kornheiser and Wilborn.
Yeah, Wilborn is just running on with Garoppolo right now.
Well, Garoppolo is out of – that's a good segment right there because Garoppolo is not going back to the 49ers. Not an option, according to Shanahan. I'm thinking maybe more New York Jets.
Either they're
Vegas. It depends on two teams. The Jets, definitely, I think that's a very good fit for him. They're a ready-made team. He's coming from a team with really no weaknesses to another team with no weaknesses, and Garoppolo's not going to be the superstar – who makes it happen. He's the guy, kind of the caretaker, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco type deal. I think what Miami does with Tua is interesting. I think they bring him back, but do they change their mind and go after Jimmy G? Then after Tom Brady last year. And again,
That's not going to happen. Don't even, that's not going to happen.
Well, I am, because last year they went after Tom Brady. And
they did not go after Tom Brady. The Dolphins, Mike Daniels did not go after Tom Brady. Flores discussed that, but that did not happen. And you have no evidence to say
you were ducked the first round. Okay, you were ducked a first round pick, and Flores did it with the blessing of the owner. So yes, the same owner's there wasn't allowed in the building for months. So yes, Flores can't go after anybody without the people above him signing off. So yes, I think Flores is off the reservation.
Who coached the Dolphins last year, Peter? Who coached the Dolphins last year?
I am not going to argue this point because it is fact that the Dolphins endorsed the move and that brass is still there. So it's a non-argument.
All right, let's get
The other person is, because it was just Flores, they want to duck y'all a first-round pick, which they did. But you'll have no first-round pick this year. Now, the other one is the Bucs. Do the Bucs decide to, you know, reload with Jimmy G and try to make it happen again? They could. I think it's a good fit for them. But the Jets are, I think, the number one team in terms of winning a Super Bowl. I think Jets won, and then a close second would be the Bucs. But I think he could go to the Jets, and he could. I mean, that's a tough division, man. But they could get a wild card out of it, and then who knows? Because, as you know, the Jets are loaded.
I think I think Garoppolo ends up with the Jets due to his San Francisco pedigree and lineage, and the history with Salah, with the head coach.
Right. Yeah.
Another quarterback that is rumored to be on the move is Aaron Rodgers, and Davante Adams is openly courting and recruiting Aaron Rodgers to the Las Vegas Raiders. And according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, the Raiders absolutely believe they could sign Tom Brady. That's now not going to happen because he's retired. Next on the list is Aaron Rodgers.
If it happens, I am so happy for the Green Bay fans. They can finally move on from the, I'm going to play, I'm going to retire. I don't want to talk about the fact that I can't win in the playoffs. I want to talk about I might retire. You know, I just want Jordan Love can play. You know, let him give him a chance. If the Raiders want him, great. He's not going to win that division. But give the young guy, Jordan Love, give him a chance. He's made incredible. And with that team, if they get a first, second round pick, with that team, They could shore up the two things. They need a pass rusher and they need a receiver. They could get that. And they're good to go. They could win the NFC North with Jordan Love and those picks.
Purdy, do you see Aaron Rodgers potentially going to New York because of the relationship with Paul Hackett, who was his offensive coordinator in Green Bay, and the fact that, you know, the Jets are trying to upgrade at that position?
I think it's a better chance of him going to the Jets than the Raiders. And why I say that is, this is my view, and there's a view I saw on a show earlier today. You come in to come recruit me to come play with you and you leave me? You leave me to go with your best friend? Your best friend was a dud. Now you come in to look for me? But I ain't no second for leg into the Jets. That's how I would think if I was Aaron Rodgers.
Now, I kind of think Peter may be onto something there, though, with the Green Bay situation. I think those fans have won long in the tooth with the prima donna antics of Aaron Rodgers. And I think maybe, you know, you could see him depart this year. I don't know. It's got to be via trade.
But Earl, Devontae didn't leave him. Devontae asked, because remember, he got the same offer from the sign with the Raiders. It's the same offer he got from the Packers. It's not money. He went to Aaron and said, if you're going to be here, I'll stay. And Aaron said, well, I don't know. So he left. So it's not, if Aaron want to be all up in his feelings, that's fine, but that doesn't, Devontae went to him and spoke to him and asked him what's up.
And did Devontae not say he's going to go play with his best friend or not? Did he not say that?
Yes, he did. But that doesn't
mean
that he's going to play. But Earl, I don't understand how you're thinking, because he came to, if all Aaron had to say is, yes, I'm going to be here. He didn't go to the Raiders. He went to Aaron first and said, hey, if you can be here, I can be here with you. I can ride with you. Are you going to be here? I don't know. Oh, okay. Then I can play with my best friend. I'll do the same thing. So he's not wrong. You do the same thing.
All right.
Debo Samuel have received it all the time. Debo Samuel saw Trey Lance throwing passes when they said they can ride with Trey Lance, and he looked at him. I was like, I want to trade because I ain't gonna be here to, you know, to be running myself with this guy. Devontae has a right to look out for his best interests. He saw Jordan Love throwing passes, like, yeah, it's gonna be a while for this guy's ready. I ain't gonna waste the best years of my life with babysitting this dude. So you want to go to somebody who knows him, has the best chance to be, you know, to get 60, 70, 80. And to his credit, Devontae Adams led the league in receiving yards this year. And Derek Carr did play well. So I wouldn't say Derek Carr is a dud. And I'm sure Nani would agree with me. I still say Josh McDaniels is the problem in Oakland.
Yeah, I think Josh McDaniels
fits out. So what you're saying is Derek Carr will be starting something in the NFL this year.
What I'm saying is
the problem in Oakland is Josh McDaniels. He's the same garbage in Denver.
So Derek Carr will be out of Las Vegas. He will be gone. You're saying he'll go somewhere else and start and do well. That's what you're saying?
I hope he leaves Las Vegas and he hopes he gets a starting job somewhere else and he shines.
You hope. Okay.
Hope is a big word. Anyway.
Okay, now.
Yeah. We got a full breakdown on the final 10 today. All right. Ian Rappaport is going to break down the Brady situation, the NFL Super Bowl situation, free agency, and some, you know, offseason, you know, maneuvers. That'll take us home today, but let's slide over to the NBA right now. Big news popping out. Apparently, Zach LaVine is going to be moved there in Chicago. And at the top of the list, probably the Lakers, followed by the Knicks, the Miami Heat, and the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Are expected to be suitors for Zach LaVine if the Bulls decide to pull the trigger by the February 9th trade deadline. Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports reported the four playoff contenders have consistently been mentioned by league personnel as holding motivations to land LaVine. Now remember, he signed to a five-year, $215 million contract in this last offseason, but he struggled to live up to the expectation. He's averaging 23 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 4.2 assists per game this season. Now, those aren't solid numbers. LaVine was not named to the All-Star team for the first time since 2020, and his scoring has dropped off for the second straight season. Well, that may be a situation in Chicago with the ball rotation and other people scoring and DeRozan. I think LaVine is somebody, if the Lakers want to get back to having a chance at being competitive post-LeBron, this is a trade you make now for the future rather than for the present.
I think it's the trade you make for both, because picking him up actually upgrades the team. It upgrades the team and it gives them a decent run for the playoffs and the future as well. So I think it's both. I think it's a good trade for both reasons.
And he's now, openly expressed his desire to play for the Lakers.
And so what are you giving up to get him?
Well, at this stage of the game now, it could be one of them protected first-round picks because it's been an impasse. You might do one of those picks, and you might do a couple of lower portion salaries to make it work and get him in there.
I agree.
It's not as undoable as some people think, Pearly.
Who's the money person you're sending from the Lakers to help? Because you ain't gonna send you what? You can send who? Wes making.
Well, Westbrook, hold on. Westbrook. Listen, Westbrook is obviously going to be the $47 million piece to go along with the first round pick.
Right. Because the money's got to match up, as Earl is fond of saying.
It'll be Westbrook.
My whole thing right now, Westbrook coming off the bench is really working. It's really working for the Lakers. Why trade him?
You asked me what the money was, Burley. I agree with you. He's working well as a six-man.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just being devil's advocate. I mean, he's really, the role he's taking, he's embraced it. He's coming off the bench doing well. He didn't play the fourth quarter, but he came into the overtime. So there's some confidence in what he can do. So him and LeBron and AD have been on the court at the same time at times. But he's come off and bring that spark for the second team. My question would be is why trade him?
Okay, well, if you don't trade him, who do you trade?
Ah, that's the question.
So
that's the $1 million. That's the 40
because
million.
Because the money has to match
up. What is LeVay's statement? What is his salary again? 5 years, $200 million, 40 a year?
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you do Westbrook, you could do them straight up. And then they'd have to probably send you another piece to match up that $7 million in salary.
Yeah, but they're not just gonna take unless they really just want to get those numbers off the books. So Westbrook comes off the books this year, right?
Yep. So if we don't move Westbrook, who do we move? Because you know, there aren't that many $40 million players who the Lakers
are gonna there ain't really nobody unless you can get rid of Schroeder, none. And I don't want to deplete the team that much. So it may have to be Westbrook if that's going to happen.
It's got to be Westbrook because there's no chance he resigns next year in L.A. You know, we got to get something for him. I would get him out of there now.
And you can't be making $47 million to coming off the bench. That in itself doesn't make sense.
No, that's true.
Okay, so he could go somewhere. Playing great. That's fantastic. Happy for him. Up his trade value. Great. Go to Chicago, my man, and just be in speed of just absolutely insane. Be the knock yourself out. Bring over LaVine, get him in a starting lineup. Dude, let's roll. The Lakers will need another piece if they want to contend. They need one more piece.
I think if they get LaVine, it puts them in playoff contention. But as far as a championship goes, you need a couple of more pieces to that.
Why?
You're going to be giving up.
You got a solid front line with Bryant, AD, and I can never pronounce my Japanese dude.
I know.
Yes. Ryu Hashimura.
Thank you.
Hashimura. No. All right. So you got the front line, and then LaVine and say LeBron as the two spots. So that's your starting five. You got Schroeder, Nunn.
Nunn is gone. Nunn got traded.
Oh yeah, Nunn is
for
gone.
Hashimura.
But you got Schroeder coming off the bench. You got Reeves coming off the injured reserve soon. You might need one more piece considering Nunn is gone. I was thinking.
Thank you.
One more bench piece. So you trade one of those second round picks, maybe the one coming up next year, and you get.
There's still our boy from the Knicks who's out there as well, too, you know, who hasn't played a lick that they're trying to get, Cam Reddish. Reddish is still out there as well.
Yeah. And he can shoot.
And he's a 3-and-D kind of guy. But speaking of NBA, here's what's on tap tonight, fellas. Let me know who you like in these games because we got to get to the break. Obviously, we got Michael Rappaport taking us home today with the final 10. Island game, their sportsbook is off the chain, theislandgame.com. Check it out. Check out the sportsbook. Look at all the options to play and to win. And they always remind you to play responsibly. 7 p.m. tonight, Lakers and Pacers. Boy, look like everybody playing for the Lakers tonight. I got to go with the Lakers in that one.
Yeah, I like the Lakers tonight. Well, LeBron is a game-time decision, but I think he can play.
Grizzlies and Cavs. Grizzlies been bucking their toe lately in a couple against the Cavs in a tight one. 32-19 Grizzlies versus the 31-22 Cavaliers. Good game tonight.
I think the Cavs go full home court tonight.
What say you, Peter?
Cavs.
All right, we got the Heat and the Knicks. Boy, this is a good one. This is a good old rivalry from back in the day. I don't know.
I see that he got a 2 point, 2.5 points. I would take, oh boy.
It's hard. Let's go with the hometown boys. I'll take Miami.
You know what? I think the Knicks will try to bounce back from that Laker loss and do something.
Yeah. I don't know, but the Heat look like they're starting their little resurgence. They 29-23. They 6 over .500. I got to go with the Heat in this one.
Yeah.
Hornets and the Bulls. Right. I like the Bulls to win that one. Pelicans and the Mavericks.
Is Ingram still out there?
Correct.
Zion out tonight too.
I got to roll.
Really can't stay healthy.
I got to roll with Luka in this one, man. Luka and the crew.
Yeah, I got Luka too, because Zion
starts playing more games. I mean, he's just, you know, it's been tough.
Yeah, something wrong with him. He got a hamstring problem now. Always hurt.
It's the weight. Yeah, he got to get that. That's the biggest problem. All right.
I think so too. I think I agree with you now. I think the weight is what's causing all this.
Real quick. It's too heavy. The last
heavy
two. The last two tonight. Warriors and the Nuggets. I like the Nuggets to win that one. And the Clippers and the Bucks.
Nuggets, yes. Clippers and the Bucks.
I like the Bucks in that one.
I don't know what's going on with the Warriors. The Warriors just, they folded last night.
Yeah, Earl, what is going on with that team? They just look, I don't know. Like, they're just in a funk.
But, you know, traditionally they have a lousy overtime record.
They do. But guys,
not just that. Like, even in the fourth quarter, sometimes they just look dysfunctional. I've never seen them look like this, you know?
Well, we'll see tomorrow. We'll have lots to talk about it.
Not only on the road, you know. At home, they almost unbeatable at home. But that's not on the road, they play like that.
On the road, they're like, I'm like, is this the same team?
Well, guys, Mr. Producer is giving me the signal. We got to get to the break. Ian Rappaport's coming up on the flip side. So I tell you all, I appreciate you for your contributions today, as always.
Let me ask one question. Who is the greatest Cuban boxer of all time? I know you would know this. I don't know who it is.
Oh, boy.
Teofilo Stevenson.
Yeah, Purdy, thank you, man. Let's go to the break. Multiple gold medal winner perennially.
Woo.
There you go. And Mr. Producer, we see you all tomorrow, man. All right, Purdy, Peter, you all be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Rich Eisen and Ian Rappaport taking us home today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Be going.
Fried chicken and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
In Mobile, Alabama, is my colleague and friend from the NFL Network and NFL Media Group, Ian Rappaport. How you doing, Ian?
What's going on, Rich? How are you? Excuse the grunts and yells and whistles and horns.
I love it.
You see me ball.
You're amidst the evaluation.
I'm sitting on a couple dummies.
Okay.
Not humans, but not smart people, but I mean actual dummies.
I appreciate it.
Having this conversation.
Okay, great. Look, this is great. I love it. This is you're giving flavor, and calling in right from the middle of everything. So walk me through the Broncos try to get D'Amico Ryans at the last minute. Try and snake him from going to Houston and then turn to Sean Payton? Is that what your reporting is, Ian?
Well, this search has been a winding road for the Denver Broncos. And, you know, it basically started with three top candidates. It started with Dan Quinn, who, of course, it started with Jim Harbaugh, and it started with Sean Payton. At various points, they decided that D'Amico Ryans would be their guy because his interview absolutely blew away Greg Penner specifically. Then they took a secret trip to Ann Arbor to to go visit your friend Jim Harbaugh, who told them, "Nah, I'm good. I'm just going to stick in Michigan for at least another year. Tune in next year for when we do this all again." And then they went back to D'Amico Ryans, who at that point made it clear, actually, I want to go to the Houston Texans, so I'm not doing a deal, but Houston is where I want to be. At that point, they went to Sean Payton, who obviously was, you know, one of their top choices to start, but, you know, he is where he is in the pecking order in this instance. Then my understanding is at some point in there, went to D'Amico as well to make sure that, you know, see if his deal was in fact getting done in Houston, and then agreed to terms with Sean Payton to be their next head coach.
Okay. $20 million a year? What are you hearing? What's your thoughts?
I don't have firm numbers, but my guess is that's where it probably will land.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, look, the organization, yeah, I mean, he was rich anyway, but.
No, I know, but good for him.
You know, yeah, and I mean, I think he landed in an okay place. You know, there were not a lot of great, great jobs this year. Everyone had a little something wrong with it. You know, like, I feel like the Texans was probably the best because you could build from the ground up. Panthers was also really, really, really good because you just needed a quarterback. But, you know, with the Broncos, you have Russell Wilson, obviously. You have a good defense, but a lot of money in a quarterback who did not play well last year. It's an organization that they probably need some work. And I would assume he was going to get to work on that. But, you know, that's where he ended up. And, you know, I think it was pretty clear that he wanted to be in coaching this year rather than, you know, kind of how it transpired.
And so D'Amico Ryans going to Houston, how did that become so solid? Is it because of his background with the franchise in the city? Is that essentially it or what? What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, first of all, you know, I would say he was clearly the Texans' first choice. They were his first choice. You know, this was one that I think just made too much sense. And you know, Nick Caserio, when, you know, you're looking for a coach, and obviously they've done this a couple times in a row. From my understanding, the biggest thing here is just, like, who's the best leader? And for those of us who have spoken to D'Amico Ryans or spoken to people who know him or watch him as a player, like, this is a born leader. And he comes at a really critical time in the franchise when they bottomed out. They are in good salary cap space. They got the number 2 overall pick. They need a quarterback. And their culture is about to start heading in the right direction. And he's, to me, the perfect guy to do it.
And so what about the rest of the openings? And who are they pegging, tagging? What do you got for me on the Cardinals and Colts?
Okay, right, so now? Cardinals, Lou Anarumo is interviewing today, and Brian Callahan. Those are the two Bengals coordinators. They're interviewing today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, presumably they would come to a decision then. The interesting thing for me is going to be, let's say the Cardinals don't come to a decision. Let's say they just say, okay, you know, we're continuing our search. Well, that will make you think that they are targeting someone who's still playing. And to me, Jonathan Gannon would be the one if they are targeting someone still playing. So that would be kind of interesting to see where that goes.
The D.C. of Philadelphia. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, someone who I think, you know, was considered to be a really, really, really strong candidate with the Houston Texans as
okay.
well. So that's one thing. They're going to interview Shane Steichen still. I believe that is their seventh and final second-round interview. Pretty thorough process. Pretty thorough process.
Right.
And then, you know, they're going to pick someone. And I think the early thought was that, you know, it's probably going to be Jeff Saturday. I'm not so sure we're there anymore. I mean, I still think he has a chance, but... it seems like some of the candidates did really well. You know, Raheem Morris, I've heard, has done very well. I think that's, you know, certainly one to watch. Sounds like Rich Bisaccia has done really well. I mean, there's, you know, I think there's a lot of guys who have. I'll be curious to see what they pick. But, you know, seven finalists, it's tough to know which direction they're going right now.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network Insider, NFL Insider right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. Walk me through what you know about Tom Brady's decision to hit send on that retirement video.
So I will say this. You know, I try with what I do to be obviously ahead of things and to know and to talk to people, figure out what's going to happen before it happens.
Right.
I did not know that he was going to retire. The people I spoke with, you know, also probably didn't know, but thought that he would play. Now, I've since learned... I would say probably yesterday afternoon, I learned about the family obligations he has, his desire to be in Miami, to be with his kids on a regular basis. And that was the first time yesterday afternoon here in Mobile when I was like, you know what? Maybe he won't play. Because he wasn't going to be with the Dolphins. I think that was clear. I'm not so sure returning to the Bucs was something that was really in the cards. That was probably clear last week to me. So then it was retire or go to like Vegas or somewhere else. And that's being away from your kids a lot. I think it was tough to play every week. And that's, another reason why I think this was a good decision.
Ian Rappaport, a couple minutes left with him. He's in on the field at the Senior Bowl right now covering that for NFL Network. So what's the deal with Rodgers? He went on McAfee on his usual Tuesday spot. He's going to play golf this weekend, talking about how in a couple weeks he should have a little bit more solidity on whether he wants to play or not, and then remarked about apparent trades that are being mentioned regarding him that he's not involved with. What do you know on this front here?
With Aaron, it's tough to really know what he uses words, and he's very specific in what he uses, but it's never quite the whole story. So he said, there's conversations that have been going on without me. Were they trade conversations? Did he mean conversations about the future of the franchise? Did he mean planning that he wasn't involved in? Like, what did he actually mean? And, I don't know the firm answer to that. And I don't know that the Packers have engaged in any trade conversations per se. I would say to me, is a trade possible? I think a trade is possible. Sure. Just staying in Green Bay because he'd like to finish his career there and just kind of sucking it up and moving forward. I think that's possible too. Retirement seems less likely to me, just because of the $60 million on the table. But I could see it going a couple different ways, honestly.
Okay.
Last. Everybody go talk breakfast. Child.